Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, October 23rd, 2012. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Today on the big podcast, we'll talk about the stock market crash today, Apple's iPad and iPad Mini. And we'll also talk about, we'll talk about the debate, right? What should I start off with? Let's start off with, let's start off with the debate. Hey, I'm glad they're over. I thought last night Romney did some good damage with, just body blows on the past four records on the economy and the last four years on external events, foreign events. I thought Romney was pretty strong. He was very cool, calm, presidential. I thought he looked like the... I thought he looked like he was definitely more somber, more thoughtful. I don't know what the right word is here, but he looked very calm. President Obama looked a little irritated, and a lot of his defense was just calling President Romney Governor Romney a liar. So that's kind of what I thought about it. And I guess a President Obama is down to just name calling, whether it's Romney hates Sesame Street or binders full of women or he's a liar or he's wrong about everything. I think it seems like President Obama's campaign's running on fumes at that point, right? Anyways, that's my thought. I think they both probably did what their base wanted them to do, and I think Romney was cool and calm and probably did a lot to capture the middle last night. He didn't come out looking like a war hawk, right? He came out, talking about Middle East peace and, a Palestinian state and sitting together and having peace and blah, blah, blah. So there you go. It's over. So we got two weeks, and we'll know. We will know who's the next president. Next, let's talk about the iPad, Apple. So Tim Cook came out today, and he said, hey, there are going to be a couple new iPads. One's going to be... kind of an upgrade of the new iPad. It'll be the new iPad or iPad 4 or whatever they're going to call it. And the second one's going to be the iPad Mini. So my thought is, Apple stock sold off pretty good after that, right? And so I think the thought is that the iPad Mini is coming out at $329 for the base model, but $499 for one with 4G, right? It's not Retina display, I don't think. So that's kind of disappointing. But it's still quite a bit more expensive than a Nexus or a Kindle, so a Kindle Fire. So that may be opportunity lost. I have a Nexus 7, which I do like. I miss the Retina display when I use that instead of the new iPad or the iPad 3 or whatever. I do miss the Retina display. I notice it now, Kind of like when you go back from HD to HDTV to standard TV, you notice it. So I think that, we'll see how it sells. I mean, the nice thing is that it is a cheaper price point, and it does get you an Apple product as opposed to an Android product. So a lot of folks may want that. So we'll see how it sells. The next thing is the bigger iPad. It's basically the same size as the iPad 3. Let's just call them the 3 and the 4. It's basically the same size. It exchanges the 32-pin dock with one of those lightning dock connectors. So I guess they're moving everybody to a new connector, so you have to buy all new stuff. It's got a little bit faster processor. It says two times faster, which is pretty fast, right? A6X chip. And some kind of image processor that's faster. And faster Wi-Fi and a better LTE, they said. So... I just bought an iPad 3 back in March, and I feel kind of ripped off because, hey, don't I get a year with my new toy being new? And it's like, man, this thing's out just 7 months later. So it doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem fair. So actually, I'm thinking about selling mine and getting a new one just because I like to have new things. But it's not imperative. What I have noticed, though, is my battery life on my iPad 3 has... it's gone from 10 hours to probably about 6 hours, I don't know, just over the past month or so. Just suddenly, something's draining the battery. I don't know what it is. So that's it. So the stock did take a plunge, and you know that never helps the market when Apple goes down, since Apple's highly weighted in the Nasdaq and the NDX. So the other thing is that company earnings kind of suck, right? Did you see Netflix today? They're down big, and who else was down big? Anyways, can't recall, but you have that, and then you had I just read on Twitter that Dow Chemical is moving their earnings release up from Thursday to Wednesday because somebody leaked some unemployment news. So they're apparently going to lay some folks off. And here we are, the economy again, getting back to the debate topic about President Obama's last 4 years, and we're continuing to see folks get laid off. So it doesn't look like the economy's recovering or things are growing, right? It seems pretty bleak out there. I think American Express had some bad news today, and I'm sure there were others. It was a Buffalo Wild Wings. That was one, right? It had another more bad news. And it's getting so it's hard to find the good news when you look out there. So, also want to talk a little bit about the plunge in the market that we saw. Well, let's just start with yesterday's plunge early, where the market kind of stormed back in the last hour. The Dow was down, what, over 100 points. And then came back in the last hour. We've seen a lot of that lately. It almost seems like the market gets defended, right? People just don't want the market to go any lower. So suddenly, boom, the money just flies in, you know? So today there's a lot of thought, at least I thought, when the market was down over 200, I thought, oh, here we go. Okay, the market's going to come storming back, right? And it kind of did look like it was going to midday, but by the end it kind of fell apart. And a lot of that, I think, maybe was Apple disappointment because of the weighting that Apple does have in the market. But the other part was, let's just think about sell in May. Now, I know it's the end of October and there's been a lot of movement in the market. Back in the first sell in May, you probably saved yourself 10%, or at least I should say I saved myself 10% by getting out of the market, by taking the historical pattern, the seasonal pattern of getting out of the market in May and, buying back sometime in the fall, late summer, fall, when the market looks to be making a double bottom. But this year, that hasn't happened, right? The market, the market fell in early spring and or late spring, I should say, and then rebounded. And actually, the market just recently made a new 5-year highs and that kind of thing. So it certainly looked like the whole sell in May seasonal summer pattern wasn't going to work. As you know, I've been in cash. I have some low beta holdings, and those low beta holdings are still near their highs. I mean, they've done really, really well, all this year, and especially over the summer months. And they're cranking out dividends too, so that's nice. So my portfolio has actually held up pretty good. Although when the market's at a 5-year high, you kind of wish you were in the Nasdaq, right, in the NDX or in Apple shares or something like that. Of course, those Apple shares lead the market down when things reverse, and they're down, over 10%, well over 10% now. But So this is kind of the last gasp for sell in May, because we are, basically cruising to the end of October, and here we are. I think what's the QQQ at? It's probably down. The tech stocks. I mean, a lot of them may have given up a lot of their gains for the year, and so it'll be funny to see, or strange to see, strange and funny, if sell in May actually ends up winning. Now, of course, you could have made a lot of money playing the swings if you got them right all summer long. There's certainly money to be made, and I feel like a lot of times I was kicking myself over the summer. You heard it on the booze when I was talking, and if you read my blog, you saw it there too, that I was certainly not real happy with myself that I seem to have missed it. On the other hand, maybe I'll be rewarded with patience and history's on my side or something like that, because it certainly seems like that's what's going on. I'm looking for a chance to get in. When I get home from the walk, I'm going to scan my black box and see what it's saying about the market, because this is the point of the year for the seasonal pattern where I do look to get back in, and so I'd like to see some more negativity and that sort of thing, because I am looking to get back long. So, and this is when I would do it, is and get more aggressive too, get rid of the low beta stuff and rotate into higher beta stuff. So I am on I am on the watch. I'm also struggling. I ate a handful of peanuts before I started my walk, and That's giving me some difficulty here talking. Peanuts. Peanuts. Love them. Well, anyways, hey, I'm gonna keep it short. I was in Reno over the weekend, so I know things have been light as usual on the blog lately, although I did blog last night. And I've been on Twitter. But I have an audio boot, so but yeah, I was up in Reno and got hit on the way back with the first winter storm of the season. And I just recently got a truck, so I have four-wheel drive, so I just popped it in and there you go. It wasn't too treacherous, keeping it slow and safe, but there were a lot of spinouts up there, and the snow was picking up. I mean, the roads were pretty slushy and snowy, so hate it. Now I'm out walking the dog, and I've got my little beanie on and my hoodie up over my head, so starting to get chilly, starting to feel like Christmas. My hands are cold. Anyways, hey, I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from Podsafe Music at musicalley.com. This is The Idiot Show with Rob Skane. See ya.
Yes is no. Status quo. Up is down. Chase your tail around. It's an idiot show. An idiot show. In is out. Whisper is a shout. Dark is light. I never got it right in the idiot show. Idiot show. Who I thought that I was. Who I thought that I could trust. When it all came down, I was nowhere to be found. In the idiot show. The same old fight. Every single night. The truth is a lie. Hello means goodbye in the idiot show. The idiot show. Yes is no. Stop is go. Up is down. You chase your tail around. You chase your tail around. Chase your tail around. It's an idiot show. An idiot show.